The sheep follow the good shepherd because they recognize his voice, and they run away from the stranger because they do not recognize the voice of strangers. Well, for this gospel parable to be true, it would mean that we have to be listening. If we sit around in a sleep, in a slumber, then we won't know which voice we're hearing. We'll just as readily follow the voice of Christ, the good shepherd, as we will the voice of a bad shepherd. And so if we really want to know, are we listening to a good shepherd who is speaking truly in the name of Christ, then we have to open our ears. We have to open our eyes and actually engage in discernment. Because Christ tells us that a good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. He serves his sheep. He calls them to eternal life, to have life and to have it more abundantly. And so we have to ask ourselves, do the voices we hear do that for us? Do they speak of peace and forgiveness? Do they tell us about God's mercy and forgiveness? Do they call us closer to Christ or not? If they do not do those things, then it is a bad shepherd, and we should run away. The church throughout her long history has had many good shepherds and just as many bad shepherds, and we are the reason for each. If we would wake up and pay attention, there would be no more bad shepherds because there would be no one to listen to them. We are at fault for the bad shepherds in the church because we allow them to stay. We listen to them. We pretend that we hear the voice of Christ from them, even though they never speak truly in his name. And it is up to us to get rid of them, to truly run away from them and say no. Whenever someone comes to divide us with some small modicum of charm and, you know, just general ability to draw us in closer, they're just trying to lull us to sleep. They're trying to deceive us so that we stop listening, so that we won't hear that they no longer speak with the voice of Christ. But it is our obligation to open our minds and hearts, to open our ears and eyes and truly look and see at what is happening. When someone is a bad shepherd, we must run away. We are the body of Christ. It is our baptismal right to receive the sacraments, to receive the teachings of Christ, the true, authentic, and unadulterated teachings of Christ. That is our right, and we must protect it, but it falls on us to do so. The bad shepherds will never change. They will not come to our aid, and the good shepherds cannot do it alone. They need all of us. They need us united together as a single body. The bad shepherd's greatest desire is to divide us, to keep us asleep and separated so that we cannot fight against them. But we have to wake up. We have to be united in our search for Christ, our demand for the gospel. Only then can we push the bad shepherds away. Only then can we truly draw closer to Christ. It is our decision whether we will have good shepherds or bad shepherds, but we must work together. God wants us to have good and holy leaders. It is his greatest desire, but he wants us to want it. If we are satisfied listening to error, then he will let us hear it. But if we demand the truth, if we demand our baptismal rites with one voice, then he will come to our aid. So let us work together. Let us wake up and truly engage in that discernment that Christ calls us to listen only to his voice and run away from all others, so that all that remains in the church are the good shepherds.